Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kelly Jimerson, who's the administrator for Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Easter egg time is almost here, but you've been working on this since...
Probably for about a month now. I actually started in January soliciting donations for it, and my residents have started stuffing eggs for about the past month.
All right. And so this event is when and where, what time?
It's going to be Saturday, April 7th. It's going to be at 10:30 in the morning. I highly suggest that everybody show up very early because once 10:30 hits, everybody's going to be searching for the eggs. And of course, you know, they're gone in a matter of minutes.
Okay. And it's at the Atlantic Nursing Rehab.
It is.
You have this lovely ground. I have no sense of direction. But when you come there, you have a lot of area out there.
We do. And we break everything up into different age groups so that everybody can have a different area to hunt. So if parents are coming with their kids, they need to probably bring extra adults to manage the different kids in the different ages.
What are the age divisions?
We've got a 0 to 2, a 3 to 4, a 5 to 7, and an 8 to 9 year group. This year we did not go up to the 12 year groups, so we're just going up to age 9. So hopefully that will stem some of the problems we've had in the past, you know, some of the complaints. I try to listen to what families say they want changes made in the future and that. So.
Well, that's good. Being a good listener is important. So that is happening at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab this Saturday, the day before Easter Sunday. And hey, put on your calendar to be there at 10:15 at least. Don't say 10:30, right?
Be there by 10:15. But I would say I have people showing up at 9 o'clock in the morning that day.
Oh my gosh!
It's not unusual for us to have 700 to 1,000 people out there.
Oh my gosh!
So it gets very wild and very crazy very fast. Something we're doing different this year, we're not going to have any parking on 19th Street. So therefore, you need to make sure that you be very observant to finding other parking options. Perhaps we do have 2 shuttle buses that are going to be up at the high school. You can definitely ride one of those shuttle buses down and they'll drop you off right at the front door. You won't have to mess with the traffic. So that should help a little bit.
You bet. And maybe mom, dad, grandpa, whoever is helping with this, maybe they want to be sure they have their cup of coffee in hand at 9 o'clock or whatever before they get make this an event, not just a, oh, we got to get there and find the eggs. It's a more...
Well, and it definitely is an event because while you're waiting, we've got hot dogs, we've got pop, we've got chips and popcorn, and the Girl Scouts are actually bringing out birthday cake to celebrate their 100th anniversary, so we're going to have that as well. So there's lots of munchies and lots of things to, you know, you'll be standing around a lot, but you'll be able to socialize with your neighbors, and it's a big community event.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That should be part of the fun of it, is seeing people and saying hi. Maybe people you don't see very often, this is a good chance to have a little visit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and enjoy the morning event rather than just saying, oh, we got to go hunt Easter eggs and be there by 10:30. So plan a little bit ahead. Well, as we said earlier, you've been working on this for a long time. What do you start with? What's kind of your first step?
Well, my first step is to kind of categorize how many eggs I've got left over from last year, because I ask everybody to leave the empty egg casings behind, and we have buckets for those so that we can reuse them year after year. My second step is to solicit contributions, you know, because we can only give out as much as we have. The contributions purchase either more eggs or candy, or like for this year, we've got contributions were great this year. We have 8 bicycles with helmets. We have 4 skateboards. We have 25 stuffed Easter baskets, and we have 60 stuffed animals. So
Wow. It's
going to be pretty amazing, I think.
Yeah. So the inside the egg will tell them what they've
the
won.
Inside of the egg, there'll be tickets inside the eggs that will tell them, you know, what they've either they've got a regular ticket that'll tell them stuffed animal, or it'll tell them an Easter basket or whatever their prize is. Bring the tickets to the prize table and turn those in.
And everybody gets something like candy?
Everybody gets candy. Absolutely. Everybody gets candy. And not only candy, but we actually had the extension service. They donated 500 stuffed Easter eggs this year that are actually non-candy. They're 4-H related items, and they're non-candy. So that's kind of neat.
Nice variety there. And hopefully that's part of the fun is, what is it that's in my egg, right?
Absolutely. You see all the little kids with baskets full of eggs sitting there, you know,
Good point. They need to bring something?
Bring a bag or a basket or something so that that way you can collect your eggs. And then when you're done collecting your eggs, you can empty them out, turn the eggs in, and keep your prizes and your candy.
Okay. So plan for this event. Let's talk a little more. You've said you've had great success with all of the people who've donated, businesses, people. And I'm sure there's some individuals who've donated whose names you may not even know.
Absolutely. I mean, I've had people donate. They'll stop up and just bring a bag of candy to add to the donations. I've had, you know, all the food was donated, the money for the bicycles, the money for the prizes, everything was donated. So it's, we couldn't do it without the support of the entire community. And this year, they came out in droves. I was just amazed. And I thank each and every one of them.
So you want to mention some of them?
I would love to. We had support from the bike shop. We usually buy our bicycles down there, and he cuts us quite a deal, plus donates bicycles. So far, we've had support from Capples, Atlantic Feedlot, Family Crisis Center, W&S, Partners Insurance, Iowa State Extension Services, Farm Bureau, Interior Touch, Hy-Vee, Fairway, SWPCO, Atlantic Chamber, Bonnison's, Orchelin's Rotary, Kiwanis, KSOM, Atlantic News Telegraph, Rick's Auto Clinic, Napa, Hockenberry, McCurdy Investments, Geist Perry Jewelry, Brink's Flower Shop, Atlantic Lions Club, the Casey's, KJAN, Atlantic Home Realty, KSOM, Dance Atlantic, Camblin Plumbing, First Whitney Bank and Trust, 5Q Communications, Atlantic Women's Social, Trevor Frederickson Memorial Fund, McDonald's, Walmart, Bonnison's, Women in Management, Atlantic Fire Department, Sally Rosales, Coca-Cola, and the Girl Scouts. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just, and it may be a contribution of $20. It may be a bag of candy. It may be a bicycle somebody's donated. So everybody's just kind of, without all these people, I thank each and every one of you, because without that, we couldn't do it. But also without my residents, we couldn't do it.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what they do and when you start that. And that has to be pretty exciting.
It is. We set up an assembly line. And for a month straight, they are stuffing eggs. And they've actually got very good at it. It didn't take near as long this year as last year. We currently have over 15,000 eggs.
Oh my God.
So they stuff those, you know, we went down to Bonnison's and bought candy for it. And when they're stuffing those, it's, you wouldn't believe the amounts of candy that we have to buy for it.
I'm thinking too, there's some talking going on, maybe some stories about what they remember.
Well, you know, it's kind of like going to Easter at Grandma's house. Everybody sits down and they visit about that, and they it's the buildup, it's the socialization, and it's the feeling like they can give something back to the community, and that's very important to the residents. When Easter comes, or when our Easter egg hunt comes, you know, they'll either be outside visiting with the people that are coming in, or if they're not able to be outside, if you look in the windows of the building, you'll see them. They're lined up along the windows. Or, you know, people, if it's rainy and cold, they'll go inside the building. And so they're able to socialize a little that way, too. So come on out to Grandma's house and celebrate Easter at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab.
Well, I'm thinking sometimes those eggs aren't real easy to get together.
No.
So that takes a little bit of work. But like you say, you're learning how to do that, you probably get, everybody gets better.
You get good at it, and you have I have a lot of support from my staff that help them, and that helps, you know, but it's just a matter of that eye-hand coordination, and it's all combined.
Yeah, that whole feeling getting together. I'm sure this is something they look forward to all year.
This is something that as soon as this one's done, they'll spend hours going through all the eggs and making sure they match them up color-wise and that everything's set up for next year. So this is an event that not only started a month ago, but is going to go on another month getting everything ready for the following year. So.
Okay. Well, I think that's probably really important for anybody who maybe is not in their own home, especially, or maybe doesn't have loved ones close by. This has to be a lot of good, warm feelings.
It is, and it's very important, I think, for individuals to feel like they're doing something for their community, and they're doing something for the children in their community, and that's important.
Yeah, great. And I'm sure there's lots of moms, dads, grandmas, everybody out there with their cameras taking pictures and get some wonderful pictures. Anybody bring those back maybe for you to see? Somewhere?
You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of those pictures, and
yeah.
I would love to.
Yeah.
That would be something that if somebody wanted to print off some pictures or bring them up to share. I think the residents would love seeing that and going through those.
Oh, so. Who can resist a cute little kid? And now they're
absolutely.
And to know that you helped maybe one a child smile, that would be really fun to have people bring some pictures for
it
you.
Would be great.
Yeah. Well, again, Kelly, when and where, what time? Give us those details again.
It's going to be Saturday, April 7th. It's going to be Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Show up early. It's going to start at 10:30. Actually, the fire department is going to come out, and they're going to bring the Easter Bunny out, and they're going to park their truck. And once they've parked their truck, they'll set off their sirens. The sirens is the sound that it's time for everybody to start hunting eggs. So
okay.
Nobody will be allowed to hunt eggs until the siren goes off.
And remember the parking. You can park at school.
Park at the school. You know, Healthy Iowa, walk on down if you want. We've got a hill right up the backyard that you can walk, or you can walk around the block. There's parking, you know, on the side streets and so forth. So come on down and have a good time.
Yeah. I think you could come even if you didn't have a kid.
Oh, absolutely.
Come and
absolutely.
Just see this just almost beyond imagination event. Thank you so much, Kelly Jimerson.
Thank you very much.
And Kelly, of course, is the administrator for Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Until next time, here's a thought. Happiness is like a butterfly. The more you chase it, the more it will elude you. But if you turn your attention to other things, it comes softly and sits on your shoulder.